Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
I give honor to my lovely wife, Dr. Apostle, Pastor, Prophet, whatever you want to call her, April. She oftentimes says, just call me April. But she say, just call me April. But I call her under the office that God has placed her in out of respect and reverence. So I give honor to her on this morning. I thank God for her. We've just been having a ball ever since we got here to Orlando, Florida, enjoying the sights, looking around in the city at what God is going to do and the things we also personally are going to do. So I thank God for her. I give honor to her. Glory to God. The Lord placed it on my spirit. I've taught on this before in the past. But I want to teach on it again. It's very, very imperative that you guys understand how to protect your home, protect your family, protect your church, protect your business. Glory to God. It's very imperative. God doesn't want you to be ignorant to the devices of the enemy. Actually, the Bible tells us, the Bible says, be not ignorant of the devices of Satan. That means that you got an adversary and you got to know how to fight against him. Don't you know Satan has studied you for ages. He know even from your great-great-great-great-granddaddy, he know how he acted. He know how your great-great-grandmother acted because he's watched and he's studied us through the times, through the ages of time. He has watched and studied us. But don't you thank God that we have a Lord and a Savior that has been from the beginning of the time and knows our adversary every move. He knows how to counter. Satan throws one blow. Jesus ducks and throws another one and lays him flat on his back. Ain't you happy? Ain't you overjoyed that you got a Savior by the name of Jesus? People of God, we have to understand in this day and age the tactics of the enemy. We have to be equipped, and we have to know how to fight our adversary. I often tell people that any sports player, glory to God, or any boxer, glory to God, they know or they watch and they study their opponent so that they can know and understand how to defeat them. Yeah. Glory to God. So on this afternoon, I want to give you guys some key points to identify this demonic demon we call Jezebel. Mm. And in the Bible, it literally points out a female, a physical person as being Jezebel. Now, I'm not going to go into the background right now of Jezebel. I'll save that for a little later, but I just want to dive in onto some key points. Glory to God. As I said, this is going to be a teaching series, so glory to God, pay attention and have your pens and pads ready. Glory to God. But I will say this, Jezebel, she was married, glory to God, to a king, glory to God, and her father actually was a king as well. So she comes from a royal lineage, a royal ancestry. She comes from a royal family. So she understands kingdom. But unfortunately, she was used for Satan's kingdom and not used for God's kingdom. So glory to God. We're going to dive into that. I just want to say that we have to talk about this because so many organizations, so many churches have split. So many people was here one day and they was gone the next. I want to say that many have come and went, but KCI is still standing. I love this ministry. I love what God is doing and what God is going to do. But I want to say so many have come and went as far as churches around the globe. Many churches are here one day, and sadly, they're not here the next. That is nothing for us to rejoice in, people of God. So when I hear about churches closing, it's nothing for me to rejoice about, and it's nothing for you to rejoice about either. That makes my heart heavy. It makes my heart heavy. It makes my heart sad. So many churches are splitting. I've come to find out that churches are split and do not make it. Many churches don't make it past the first 2 years of being in ministry. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. The saints are not equipped with the saving grace and the knowledge of how to fight and utilize spiritual warfare. We're not equipped. A lot of the pastors that are stepping out, they either were not trained correctly or they didn't have the proper training. Now, as a pastor, when you step out, you're not going to be ready. It's just not like that. You're never really going to be ready. I don't care what anybody tell you. You're never really going to be ready as a pastor when you first step into that office. And I often tell people the pastoralship is different from every office in the fivefold. That's why I find it comical and funny sometimes when people try to tell me how to do my job. You may operate from the office of an evangelist, but the office of an evangelist is totally different from the office of a pastor. You may operate from the office of a prophet, but the prophetic is totally different from walking in the office of pastoralship. Glory to God. So it's very different. I've been in this thing a long time, and a lot of churches are collapsing. A lot of churches are falling because a lot of leaders, they didn't have the proper training, and a lot of the saints are not equipped. A lot of the saints are not equipped, but I come to tell you today, I'm going to equip you on today. So repeat after me, people of God. Say, Apostle is going to equip us. On today. Glory to God. So, people of God, I want you guys not to be ignorant. And so many churches are falling. So many pastors are falling into sin. And pastors and leaders and ministers and elders and prophets are falling into sin. So many churches are collapsing and splitting because they don't understand spiritual warfare. They don't understand the saving grace of God. What I mean by saving grace, meaning the abilities God has given us to abide. The ability God has given us to abide and function properly within the kingdom, to survive and to make it through this life so that we can continue to build his kingdom and to promote the gospel locally as well as worldwide. There's a need. There's a strong need. I'm telling you, this is a necessity. This is something that is needed. There is a strong need for the perfected gospel to get out there and to touch many lives everywhere. But you got to understand this. Even though there's a need, and even though we're pushing the gospel out, if Satan can confuse us and abuse us through satanic spiritual warfare and leave us ill-equipped, meaning leave us without the proper tools to fight this battle between heaven and hell, then we have already lost, and he has already won half the battle. Because if we don't know how to abide and stand together in unity within the church, then the rest of the world is already lost, because it starts at the house of God. If the church doesn't know how to be in order, if the church doesn't know how to follow God's kingdom pattern, then the rest of the world is doomed. The rest of the world is doomed. You got to understand this thing, that God has instituted the church as a vehicle to get souls back to the kingdom, back to his heart. Understand this. A lot of people don't understand. The church is a separate entity from the kingdom of God. The church is a separate entity from the kingdom of God. But you got to understand that the church is a part of the kingdom of God. Meaning that the church was used as a vehicle. Imagine hopping in your vehicle to go from one point in town to the next point across town. The church was used as a vehicle to get people, to get souls, to get our spirits back connected to the Father. It's called reconciliation. But the kingdom of God extends beyond the four walls of the church. The kingdom of God was in the beginning with Adam and Eve when God the Father walked through the Garden of Eden with them. The kingdom of God was in the beginning, and the kingdom of God shall be in the end. I often tell people that the kingdom is here now, and the kingdom will be established forever. The church will pass away. Hear me real good. The church shall pass away. The church shall leave. When we get in heaven, we ain't going to be having church. We're going to be having kingdom living. There's a difference. So God has established the church. He's established the church as a vehicle to bring souls back to the Father. He loves us so much, he wants to reconcile. He wants reconciliation. He loves us so much, he wants us back into his bosom. He wants to hold us in his arms. He misses us that much. And that is why we got a home up above our heads, a home where there's no more tears, a home where there's no more death, a home where there's no more pain, a home with our Heavenly Father called heaven.
Hallelujah.
He wants us back, y'all.
Yes.
He wants us back. He wants to bring us back home. When your loved one die in God, they're going back home to be with the Father. They made it. Rejoice. Because they're looking at us saying, my God, Andrew, I hope you make it. My God, Shante, I'm praying and rooting on. I pray that you make it. They're praying that we make it. They're rooting us on to come back to be with the Father. So when my loved one die in God, I don't pity them. I don't feel sad for them, but I rejoice because they made it back to his kingdom.
Hallelujah.
There's miracles taking place on this line right now. I give him glory for that. So we got to understand spiritual warfare. We got to understand spiritual warfare. What is spiritual warfare? I come to find out that the body of Christ is not learned or has a lack of understanding when it comes to the things of the spirit realm. I come to find out that we don't really understand spiritual warfare. We go rebuking spirits, and that's good. But it takes more than to rebuke a spirit. You have to have the understanding of that spirit that you rebuke. So the body of Christ needs to understand spiritual warfare. Glory to God. I know I'm teaching and preaching good. What is spiritual warfare? Spiritual warfare, it is fighting against invisible forces that rule within the dark realms of the supernatural. Glory to God. I want you to take that down if you got notes. What is spiritual warfare? It is fighting against invisible forces that rule within the dark realms of the supernatural. Now, you can open up your Bibles to Ephesians 6:12. Glory to God. Are you enjoying this so far, people of God?
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. God wants to teach us. He wants to teach us how to get through this life and get through it successfully. He wants us to be equipped with the tools, which is the sword. The primary tool in this battle fighting against Satan is the sword, that old double-edged sword that's standing tall and shining, and that sword is called the Word of God. So we got to understand how to use our sword. We got to understand how to use, we got to be masters in using the sword, which is the Word of God, and we got to understand spiritual warfare. So Ephesians 6:12, it states that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. Spiritual against spiritual wickedness in high places. People of God, repeat after me. Say high places.
High places.
I'll read that one more time for clarity. I don't think some of y'all got it. Ephesians 6:12 states that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. High places, the spiritual places, which is the heavenlies. That means that we wrestle not against something that we can tangibly feel or touch or taste or smell or even see, but we wrestle against invisible forces above our head. Do you understand? There are different levels in the heavenlies. You got the first heaven and the second heaven and so forth, and you got the third heaven. You go constantly, there are different heavenlies, there are different areas, and the first heaven is what you look at, and that's called the sky, where you see the birds that, and where you see the trees and the clouds. That's the first heaven. But the Bible describes, as you go out of this atmosphere and you go into the space realm, which is considered the second heavenly realm, that is where Satan sets up camp. That is where he sets up camp. So we're fighting against angels that are above our head. We're fighting against rulers of darkness in high places. So that means that they're above us. They're higher than us. Actually, the Bible says that the angels were created a little bit higher, a little bit above man. When it talks about that in that scripture text, it's telling us that the angels are a little bit more spiritual than us and a little bit higher than us. But don't you thank God that we got a king that sits high on the throne and looks down low at his people. When we begin to send praises up, then he sends blessings through the second realm. He sends blessings through the second heaven, down through the first heaven, and down to his people here on earth.
All right.
Amen. I want you to understand high places. High places. So when you begin to pray and you begin to seek God, your prayers can't be these patty cake prayers. You can pray. You got to pray. You got to learn the warfare, because your prayers, if they can't penetrate and get through the second heavens, then the enemy will slap them right back down to the ground.
All right.
You gotta understand that. You gotta understand this thing. God hears all of our prayers. Yes, he does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But God has set up rules and regulations in the spirit as well as in the natural, but in the spirit. We're talking about the spirit. So God cannot go against his own regulations according to the spiritual world. If that was the case, when Jesus was on the cross, the Father would have said to the angels, take my son down and destroy Satan. But he couldn't go against his regulations. He had a plan. He had a system to this thing. You got to understand that we're fighting against spiritual systems. We're fighting against spiritual systems and principalities that rule in high places. So if they're higher in the spirit, if the angels were created a little bit above us in the spirit, then that means we have to learn to walk in the spirit as well. You got to walk this thing, baby. You got to walk this thing. You got to walk in the spirit. And how do you walk in the spirit? You begin to access the realms of the spirit through prayer and worship. You begin to access the realms of the spirit through fasting, through consecration, peeling back the layers of the flesh. You got to walk this thing. You got to walk this thing. When you begin to peel your layers of flesh back through fasting and prayer, which is a cuss word in the body of Christ today, but when you begin to do that, you begin to get out of the flesh and you begin to get in the spirit. You ever notice somebody that's fasting and prayer, they look like they just real humble? That's because their flesh is dying and their spirit is coming to life. But we in the body of Christ don't want to do this. I'm telling you, people of God, in order to fight against these high places, you got to move in the spirit. And easy as it's said, a lot of people just don't do it. You got to fast. You got to pray. You got to get in your worship closet where you begin to sing unto God. It's a difference between praising God and worshiping God. Anything can praise God, but anything can't worship God. Worshiping God is singing songs unto him like David. I love you, Jesus, so much. I can't sing, but to God, my voice is lovely. You probably can't sing, but to God, your voice is lovely. When you begin to sing, when you begin to worship him, the heavens begin to open. All of that dark matter, all of that dark forces that are surrounding us, it begins to move out the way because Satan and his angels can't stand worship. Why? Because Satan was the worship angel. He was the worship leader in heaven. So now that we are chosen to take his place, he can't stand to see us worshiping. He begins to hold his ears, bite his tongue, bite his bottom lip. He begins to scream. He say, I can't stand it. I got to get out of here. I don't want to look at this. I don't want to be around this. And he begins to be casted out from your presence. Your worship creates an open heaven. Glory to God. People oftentimes say, how do you operate in miracles, apostle? It's because, glory to God, of my worship. It's because I know how to dive into spiritual warfare and sing, Jesus, you are my everything. I know how to dive into the realms of the spirit. I can clap my hands and stomp my feet with the best of them, y'all, and you guys can too. Anybody can praise God. The Bible says, if you don't praise, then the rocks will cry out. So anybody, anything can praise God. But when it comes to worship, there's a direct connection from your heart to the heart of the Father. It takes something special to become a worshiper. So this is a part of spiritual warfare, fighting against these things in heavenly places, fighting against the spirits in the second heaven. Glory to God.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.